Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very beautiful story about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. In the early years, when not everybody recognized who the Rebbe was, the story goes like this. One day, while walking along Eastern Parkway, one of the main streets in Crown Heights, towards 770, that's the headquarters of Chabad, 770 Eastern Parkway, an old man was carrying two heavy suitcases. He approached the Rebbe and said, "Can you please help me with one of my suitcases?" Not recognizing who the Rebbe was, the Rebbe gladly took the suitcase and they continued walking together. Hearing the old man sighing heavily, the Rebbe asked the man what was wrong. And the old man said, "The suitcase is also too heavy for me." Immediately, the Rebbe took the second suitcase also. A passing chassid who saw the scene approached the elderly man and whispered to him, "The person carrying his suitcases was none other than the Lubavitcher Rebbe." The man was shocked. The old man stopped in his tracks and said, "Gavalt, what have I done?" Meaning, "Look at what I've done. I've caused the Lubavitcher Rebbe to schlep two suitcases." And he began to apologize to the Rebbe. But the Rebbe answered, "What's with the mitzvah of helping another Jew? Was that mitzvah only given to other people, not to me?" The story shows us that the Rebbe never considered himself above anybody. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu was called Anav Mekol Adam, that he was humble in front of every person, the Rebbe also, somebody asked him to carry a suitcase, fine. Happy to carry a suitcase. Happy to help another Jew. Two suitcases? Fine, two suitcases. What's the lesson for us? We're not rabbis, but sometimes we might feel a little bit too proud to do something. Maybe we're in shul davening, and maybe a pushka is knocked over, and all the coins fall on the floor, and we look and say, let somebody else pick them up. My talis, my tefillin, I don't want to start going down and picking up coins. But that's an opportunity to do a mitzvah, to help another Jew. Of course, you have to be careful with your tefillin, etc., but to help another Jew. After all, the Baal Shem Tov says that a Jewish soul comes down to this world, lives even 70 or 80 years, or all in other words, even 120 years, even more than that, to help another Jew with a favor. A favor for a Jew, even a physical favor, let alone a spiritual favor, so much more so. So we always have to have our favor glasses on. Always have our attention focused. Can we do a favor for another person? With this, certainly we will speed the coming of Mashiach and redemption. May it happen immediately, especially through our extra learning of Torah, our extra performance of mitzvahs, extra study of Mashiach and Geula, extra acts of goodness and kindness, and especially that today we are facing a severe enemy, the country of Iran, a powerful country with a very, very evil government. And today specifically is a day to do learning and davening, and especially to ask Hashem for brachas. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.